Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 16 year B. Our readings today, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 1. 6, 11, 10 to 11, verse 22 to 30, and verses 41 to 43. Psalm 84, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, and the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 56 to 69. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we come to praise you for your faithfulness to your people down the centuries and across the world. We have come to remember all you have done for us, changing our lives, renewing our relationship with you, and by your grace, making us your people. We have come to give you thanks, to sing your praises, and to acknowledge that you are the Lord. We pray for those who have gathered for this worship. May your name be honored and lifted high, here and everywhere. Amen. We have the hymn Soldiers of Christ Arise, CPWI 438.
Oh,
We pray the collect for proper 16, followed by our parish prayer. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Equipped for Battle. Equipped for Battle. Throughout his letter to the Ephesians, Paul celebrates the grace of God bestowed upon us in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Beloved, and made effective through the promised Holy Spirit. In the first part of the letter, Paul describes what God has done in Christ to restore humanity and creation. First, we have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. By the death of Jesus on the cross, our sins have been forgiven, and we have been set free from the power of sin that is designed to enslave us. God desires to reconcile us to himself, as we are called to be reconciled with each other. Secondly, through Christ, we have become God's children by adoption and grace, a privilege that is open to all, Jews and Gentiles alike. Paul affirms, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone." Ephesians 2, verses 19 and 20. As children of God, we have been granted an inheritance. For Paul, our inheritance as God's children is the gift of eternal life in God's new creation through the resurrection of the dead. As God's children by adoption, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, a spirit of love, power, and self-discipline. The seal of the Spirit makes us as Christ's own forever. In the second half of his letter to the Ephesians, Paul offers instructions for Christian living as we respond to what God has done and is doing for us. He calls for unity in the body of Christ. Paul affirms, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6. Paul places before us a new rule of life. Put away falsehood. Be angry and sin not. Thieves, give up stealing. Let no evil talk come from your mouth. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Put away all bitterness and wrath and anger. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians 4, 26 to 32. In today's reading from Ephesians 6, 10 to 20, Paul reminds us that we are disciples of Christ. As disciples of Christ, we are engaged in spiritual warfare. While we may find ourselves challenged or even persecuted by human beings and human institutions, the real battle is with the demonic forces of evil. Paul states, "For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Paul points out that our enemies are spiritual powers or beings that hold significant authority and influence. They exert control over all aspects of life and work towards disrupting God's plan. These evil forces have the ability to manipulate human institutions and systems to promote evil and hinder God's work. Paul warns against those who influence or control the moral and spiritual darkness of the world. They work to keep people in ignorance and sin, opposing the light of God's truth. Paul warns against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, that is, demonic or evil spirits that operate in the unseen spiritual realm. They are engaged in a cosmic battle against God and God's people. Operating in the heavenly realms, they seek to influence events and individuals on earth for their evil purposes. In the face of these serious challenges of evil against the disciples of Christ, Paul encourages, nay, advises Christians to put on the full armor of God in order to stand firm against these forces. Ephesians 6, verse 13. Paul advises the whole armor of God, for we require full protection against the forces of evil. He begins with the belt of truth around your waist, verse 14a. The belt secures the armor and holds everything together. The truth, which is Christ, is that which will hold our armor together. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14, verse 6. Living in truth, living a life in Christ and for Christ, will help us to stand firm against deception and lies. Paul recommends the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protects the vital organs, the heart and lungs. We are reminded that what defiles a person comes from the heart, for it is from the heart that the thoughts, words, and actions start. Striving to live a righteous life, a life in Christ and for Christ, will protect our hearts from attacks by the enemy. It will guard us against guilt and condemnation. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Steady footwear allows a soldier to stand firm and move swiftly. The gospel of peace, God's peace which passes all understanding, provides stability and readiness. we are able to stand firm in our faith and to share the good news of Christ with others, bringing peace to those who hear and receive it. Paul emphasizes, with all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Verse 16. The shield protects against arrows and other projectiles. Our faith in God acts as a shield. It enables us to put away the fiery arrows of doubt, temptation, and fear, weapons which the evil forces will throw against us. With faith, we are able to trust God. We trust in God's power and God's promises. Paul advises, take the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the head, a critical part of the body. With the hope of salvation, we keep our focus on God, thinking about what is right and staying focused on God's truth. Paul recommends the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword can be used both for offense and defense. The Word of God is our primary weapon against the enemy. In his temptations in the wilderness, Jesus responded, in every instance, it is written, referring to the Word of God. God's Word is powerful for both defense against attack and also for the advancement of God's kingdom. We must therefore take the time to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's Word. Paul brings it all together by inviting us to pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Verse 18a. Although not a part of the armor, Paul emphasizes the importance of prayer. Prayer is essential for maintaining a strong relationship with God, a vehicle for seeking God's guidance, and also for interceding for others. Prayer empowers and sustains us in spiritual warfare. As Christians in today's world, we have to be spiritually prepared and vigilant. We are warned in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8b, like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls along looking for someone to devour. We must therefore be ready, and so put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Let us pray. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, you are the Word of eternal life. Strengthen and encourage your church in declaring your love. Keep us faithful, however difficult is the message we proclaim. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, surround with your spiritual armor all who defend the vulnerable and powerless. Give courage to leaders to advance the cause of all with equity. Sustain the integrity of those under pressure, where conflict or selfishness would triumph. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, You knew the companionship of friends and the pain of people turning away. Be with the lonely and those who have been abandoned. May we be secure in your love and affirmation. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, speak your words of peace to any whose mind is troubled. Bless us all, whatever our distress. Open your ears to our cry. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, be near to the brokenhearted. Raise up those who have died. Grant that we may dwell in your house forever. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, We Are Soldiers of Christ, CPWI 440.
Oh,
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now to him who is able to keep us from falling and lift us from the dark valley of despair to the bright mountain of hope, from the midnight of desperation to the daybreak of joy, to him be power and authority forever and ever. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and always. Amen. We wish you a spirit-filled, productive, and rewarding week. This on Saturday, we celebrate our 62nd anniversary of independence, and we continue this week to pray for our nation. We end today with the hymn CPWI 439, Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus.